you all know that there is a constitutional oath. And for many of you listening to this program, you've probably been in some level of office. Could be local school board or a police officer or in state office or federal office. In any event, you take a constitutional oath. Now, that was a part of this Act of 1789. But I want to break out this concept of oath a little bit more, because David New, you made it clear that the oath as written is one of the strongest proofs that God is not to be surgically removed from our frame of government. But before I go there, and I want to ask you to talk about that just a little bit more, Gary, I want to go to you first and have you lay out a bit more of the principles, biblical principles, undergirding an oath. They didn't say a constitutional promise. They didn't take a constitution, didn't say a constitutional statement. They didn't say take a constitutional hope or wish. They said a constitutional oath. What's the Bible say about an oath, Gary?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, if you can, get out a piece of paper and pencil, because I'm going to give you some scripture references to follow up. And I appreciate the fact that David New brought out the idea that the concept of oath is really a biblical term and ties our Constitution into the Word of God. Yes. But in its basic form, an oath really is a promise, a commitment that is made by a particular person for a particular reason. And you could have more technical definitions of it, I suppose, but that's what it is in its elementary form. It's really a promise made by a particular person for a particular reason. Now, when you study the scripture, you will find that oaths were permitted in bearing witness. In fact, they were called for. You see that in Exodus 22:11, Numbers chapter 5 and verse 19, Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 13. In addition to that, an oath was proper and permitted in giving allegiance to some person or some concept, as seen in 2 Kings 11:4. And Ecclesiastes chapter 8 and verse 2. As we study the scripture, even in a basic way, we see that an oath was a critical part of covenants that were given. And we find that there are numerous covenants given in the Word of God. Genesis 26:31 is an indication of one. Joshua chapter 9 and verse 15. And God himself gave oaths. Genesis 22:16. Psalm 89:35 brings that out. And so what we see when we put all that together is that an oath binds one's word to the reality of truth. It binds one's word to the reality of the truth. In other words, when a person gives an oath, he or she is saying that this is my word, and based upon the truth of what I am saying, I am going to follow through with it. And, you know, Sam, down through the years, I've heard people say, well, you know, I'm not going to take an oath. I'm not going to make a vow, whatever the case may be. And my response to that is, well, have you ever signed your name on when you mortgaged your house? Did you sign your name on a driver's license? Did you sign your name on an insurance policy, on a bank loan? You know, every time you do that, you, in essence, you're making an oath. The Bible gives us a warning in Ecclesiastes 5, though, and I won't take time to read it, but ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up, verses 4-7, that when we do make an oath or vow a vow, let's make sure we pay it, because that is keep it, because God's not happy when we break that oath.